This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
The Foster Report on Joy Drive, taking a more in-depth look at what the actual F is going on locally, nationally, globally, with Joy News' Richard Foster.
Ladies and gentlemen, into the room comes Richard Foster. Are you there, Fossey?
Reading you loud and clear, D. Warren, how are things?
Hi, Richard.
What's happening in the wide world of everything that we want to know about?
I don't know if you want to know, but just when you thought it couldn't get any more bizarre, President Trump indulges himself today in a joy ride to wave at supporters outside the Walter Reed Military Hospital where he's recovering from COVID-19.
Does it not beggar belief? Did you see him? He actually did a bit to his Twitter page saying, you know, I'm sure you're all watching and I'm going to do a really big surprise. I'm just going to go out into the street and meet my people. I thought...
Extraordinary.
What part of contagious...
And what about the poor driver in the car with just a mask
Warren, quite aside from the weirdness of it all, the car was packed full with a Secret Service detail, all of whom now need to be quarantined for 14 days.
Do you reckon Biden's got a campaigning advantage now?
I think he was already well on the way to a pretty strong advantage, wasn't he? Look, what this will do is excite the Trump base, essentially. It's not going to win any new votes. In fact, it only stands to lose a few, which brings into question why you would have tried something like this in the first place. I mean, the whole show has basically been an exercise in what not to do. The president's physician, Sean Conley, faced the media over the weekend. This is after a White House statement said that the president was both energetic and fatigued. I'll let you work that one out. And we've all been energetic and fatigued.
Inner fatigued, we call it, at my place, but yes.
Is that it? Must be where he got it. Sean Conley refused to admit that the president had even been administered oxygen. We now know that he was.
That's right.
Well, he admitted that he out and out lied about it, didn't he?
Well, that's right. That's right. And the excuse was pretty feeble, you know, all about mismessaging. But, this is really probably just normal chaotic operating procedure, though, isn't it? Something we've become very used to under this administration.
I saw that the protesters were potentially, is it QAnon followers or supporters?
I didn't actually see that.
Not the protesters, the people supporting Trump at the hospital.
Right, yes. Yeah. Well, some of the comments he's made about who should be on standby have sent chills down spines around the world.
Yes. What do you mean, standby?
He's been accused of inciting a race hate group in the event that he loses the election.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But he believes he can't lose the election because if he does lose the election, he will not accept the result, presumably.
Well, that's right. He will question the validity of the result. Look, how this is going to play is largely anyone's guess. None of what we see now is likely to increase his vote. As I said, just as the Bible holding stunt didn't increase the vote, just as his debate performance isn't going to increase his vote. What is key to Trump losing the election is essentially turnout. And the old saying that decisions are made by those who turn up really does count here. Democrats were so confident of a Hillary win in 2016 that many didn't show up on the day. Mm.
That's true. The next debate, I think, was at October the 15th, it's scheduled for. Joe Biden said he's going to go. Do you think Trump won't be able to, will he, if he's got COVID?
Well, it's going to depend on how well he can recover over the next few days.
That's within the 14-day window, isn't it?
It's right on the line, isn't it? Counting the days now. It's right on the line, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, even in that eventuality, it's probably more likely they would just postpone the debate for a couple of days if it was really only a question of that. It's more, in my mind, a question of Trump's health, whether he does actually recover well enough in the next week or so to see himself clear to even plan for another debate.
The only thing I'm getting joy out of, and I'm absolutely not getting joy out of the fact that somebody has an illness and may die. The only thing that's giving me joy is the fact that commentators now are saying, well, he is in the highest risk category, being an obese older gentleman. I just think that would
that's
for
absolutely
him,
right.
If they just bolted onto that with tiny hands, that would be the, triumvirate. It is just everything he hates all rolled into one. Yeah, I think in any other political sphere, a spokesperson or a medical practitioner admitting that they lied about the president's condition would be enough to outrage people. But that's just like another lie in the long line of lies, and it doesn't even make a blip anymore. It's outrageous.
It's scary what has become normal about the Trump presidency. Scary indeed.
On a side note, I have friends who live in New York City who I was chatting with last night, and they were saying it's back to bulk buying toilet paper and beans, because the fear is, of course, that there'll be riots in the street whatever happens, not even if he dies or if he gets better and comes out firing. It's just like it's just powder keg stuff over there at the moment.
It's just not the place you'd want to be, is it? I actually read something over the weekend, slightly different take on this, but as a yet another indicator that international student enrolments from the States into countries like Australia are actually on the rise, and not just a little bit, by an awful lot.
Wow.
I know. It tells you the young folk over there really don't want to be young folk over there.
Mm. Well, I think I saw today that there was a new poll saying Trump was 14 points behind, so that's encouraging.
I don't think polls even mean anything anymore, because we don't know what is actually causing the votes to happen. Hey, turning to our federal budget now, I understand an announcement just out by the government that they might bring forward tax cuts effective immediately.
Yeah, if you thought this budget's starting to look more and more like a pre-election budget, I reckon you'd be right. I might come back to that. Yes, it looks like these tax cuts that were legislated for 2022 and 2024 are set to be brought ahead and announced tomorrow night as a budget measure. What does this mean? Well, you know, without boring you with a lot of numbers, if you're a low-income earner, you're not entirely out of luck for another time, but you're not going to be as lucky as a high-income earner. Those on around $40,000 a year will save $100 in tax under the first round of cuts, nothing for you in the second round. If you're on $140,000 a year, you'll be $2,500 better off in the first round of tax cuts, $3,500 in the second round. It brings into question, you know, the economy needing fiscal and economic stimulus. For tax cuts to be effective at stimulating an economy, they really need to be directed to those who need to spend the money and don't have the capacity to save it. And national savings at the moment are going through the roof. It's setting records. It hasn't been as high since the early 70s. It says an awful lot when you look at the way the economy has waxed and waned over that time. Two recessions.
Nobody's getting any great interest rates for savings either. It's not like everybody's squirreling away their money because it's on 16% or anything.
See, this worries me, Richard, that ideology is going to get in the way and they're going to rely on trickle-down economics again.
Well, you know, who would have thought ideology might get in the way of a good idea? So, yes, it could be an opportunity missed if you look at it that way, but it isn't the only stimulus measure that's in the budget. Again, you might say that you could have dealt with tax cuts more sensibly to get more money into the economy. There's also $7.5 billion in infrastructure set to be rolled out. Again, we're seeing the drip feeding of announcements over the last week or so. There will be some more tonight ahead of the budget tomorrow. Trick question for you, what time does the budget get read?
It's tomorrow night sometime.
Yeah.
I'm going to say midnight.
I'm going to say 8 o'clock.
You're both wrong. It's most people would say 7:30 because that's when it goes on the telly.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes on the telly at 7:30.
That's right.
But it actually gets read at 7 p.m. in the Parliament. It's a second reading at 7:30 that we all get to see. So the Treasurer basically just reads his script twice in a row.
Oh, so hang on. So it's not delayed televised. Reads it twice.
Yeah, if you listen now, you know, if you're finding it hard to sleep, go home and do this. Tomorrow night, 7:30, listen very closely at the start of the budget and you will hear the Speaker call for the budget to be read a second time.
Now, the fact that it thrilled you that much, Richard Foster, speaks volumes, I think.
It doesn't
matter. Can I ask you this question without notice? Is a JobKeeper, JobSeeker a taxable income?
Well, it depends whether it's over the tax-free threshold for you. If you earn over the tax-free threshold, yes, part of it at least is going to be taxable. One of the budget moves is actually to remove one of the tax brackets. So this is what's sort of setting us up for some containment around what they call bracket creep. That's as salaries basically start rising over time, as inflation goes and so on. You creep into the next bracket and end up paying proportionately more than what was intended. So that's why, you know, we have these resets from time to time. This one's a much bigger one, though, of course, because they do need to stimulate the economy. Again, $7.5 billion in infrastructure, though, that just basically means there's going to be a lot of little projects happening around. They're going to need to target that very carefully. Mm. It means local areas will get new spending on, you know, maybe not necessarily toilet blocks, but, you know, it could be bridges, small bridges, new roads, that sort of thing. $7.5 billion, though, on a national scale isn't actually that much.
Particularly if it's over 10 years
or something.
Sounds
big, but it ain't. Well, it'll be over the forward estimate, so 3 to 4 years. It's basically, or unless they say otherwise, and they might. Mm. But basically, $7.5 billion is more or less one east-west link,
yeah,
and that have gone ahead, you know, or the best part of a Westgate tunnel.
Yeah, but so our government's no longer funding big and sexy infrastructure. They're just,
well,
you know,
yeah,
you've
hit the nail
out
on the head there. Yeah, you're not going to find a string of big announceable infrastructure projects in this budget. Mm. They're going to have to target it at a lot of small ones to stimulate local economies and to increase demand where it's needed.
Maybe the broadband, Richard. Didn't we have some announcement there? We might get some some decent connections.
I think you're dropping out there. Sorry.
Blame the 5G, I'm sure.
There.
Oh, dear. Hey, Richard Foster, we love the Foster Report and we want to hear from you next week. If anybody has a question for Richard Foster or they want him to cover something specifically, you can email joydrive@joy.org.au. You need to get the Foster Report, its own email address.
And Richard will be glued to the telly tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to text you and ask questions.
I will be.
To make sure you are.
Oh, we should live stream Richard Foster watching
a commentary.
just in your jammies. And your little, I bet you've got those little...
We'll call it Foggle Box.
Oh.
Foster Box.
You know, you've got to write down these ideas. Just make sure no one finds them.
I bet he sleeps in those little, like, little banker pyjamas, like a little, little tie and a little thing. Anyway.
Dollar signs on them.
Thanks, Richard Foster. See you next week.
See you, Richard.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.